This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, moving on. With the caveat that it is hard to feel sorry for a multi-billion dollar international conglomerate, one cannot help but feel a tug on the heartstrings for the Ford Motor Company. Shares fell almost 2% today, despite reporting higher than expected second quarter profits this morning. It's been a three-year slide for Ford, despite making the hottest selling truck in the world, the F-150 pickup, and changing CEOs as, and I'm making air quotes here so you can't quite see it, as the markets had demanded. So, if the company is doing so many things that seem to be so right, what gives with ticker symbol F? Marketplace's Adam Allington has the story.
New vehicle sales at Ford are trending down, but they're still pretty good, and the company's second quarter profits were better than expected. Kelley Blue Book analyst Rebecca Lindland says investors, however, have been sour on Ford for a while now.
I don't think that Ford is really doing anything wrong. I think that Wall Street is just they're very gun-shy when it comes to traditional manufacturers.
Some of Ford's rivals are rushing to develop next-generation technology. Fiat Chrysler's partnered with Google's Waymo to develop autonomous driving solutions, and GM is invested in the ride-hailing company Lyft.
Whereas Ford, it's sort of just been grand pronouncements for, you know, a while now.
Ryan Felton is a transportation and technology reporter at Jalopnik. He says Wall Street feels that Ford isn't keeping up.
You know, that definitely, I think, played a role in why they pushed out the CEO, Mark Fields, back in May.
But driverless cars are still a ways off, says Edmunds analyst Jessica Caldwell.
You still have to sell cars in the here and the now, and that's what, you know, companies like Ford are doing, so you can't discount everything.
Caldwell points to the continued success of the aluminum body F-150 pickup truck, something that will make Ford a profitable company for a very long time.
And not only is it the best-selling truck, but the transaction prices keep growing, and that means more money for Ford.
Meanwhile, the Detroit News is reporting that Ford is considering cutting several lines of slow-selling sedans for the U.S. market, including the Ford Taurus. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.